story, some visuals here, and in general, I mean, or something I want to show people I know that gives us hope, because it seems to me that, but again, you have the pub or the bar or the room there, this shadowy, darkish room lit by electric light or candles, where things seem cozy and this is my world, and afraid of looking outside of that. And they're sitting there, the people, and the sun rises outside and you need to go home, and you don't like to go out in the sun and the light, because then you can see all the misery and madness and mess, and you know, and the wars and the suffering and the how crazy the world is. And it just seems, when you're sitting there in that room, that it seems overwhelmingly so out there. It's just everything is bad and there's no hope anymore. And it's just, you know, or completely depressive. So you don't want to think about it, because then you get depressed, right? And that's why they sit in there. And you talk about things, but there is a kind of mutual agreement. The social codes are ruling there, that we can talk about this or that, but not more than this, not too much about the cold, bright light out there of the harsh reality, right? No. We don't allow that in here. And if someone goes beyond that, you know, crosses that line, they will get angry at you. Especially when you're a little drunk, you know, you won't have physical fights, maybe, but verbal. So it's a kind of, again, another one of those protected, insulated bubble worlds in there. And you can understand why, because it seems just overwhelmingly depressing what's going on out there. So then we have another person out there coming in, or not even wanting to come in, say, well, why are you hiding in there? You know, come out in reality. And the other person is coming out and being, you know, looking like a little, what do you call them? Mole sticking up his head above the ground, afraid and fearful and wanting to go back down there again. But then this other person we can show here with a drawing. And that's the beauty of this knowledge that you find there, for instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, and this higher wisdom. Or this, again, this consciousness, you know, the living cosmos, where consciousness is at the foundation. And when you say it like that, no one understands, but we can show it like this with a picture. I just have one here I'm trying to picture in my mind. At just, you have the little darkish room there, and you have the light out there. Maybe it's cloudy, and you see the missiles, and you see the this and the that, and the crime and the mess on the streets, and the homeless, and the a society in decline, an empire crumbling, about to fall. And what do you do when you have been born into a crumbling, falling empire? Well, then the poor guy or girl is standing there in that crumbling empire and just looking fearful. But then the other one is saying, hey, but, you know, that's the thing, that reality is bigger than this. If you only see this, real is to you means to just show the mess, then you will get depressed. I can understand that. But this is the thing, that this real is real realism takes us further into the question of what the real world actually is. What is the ultimate reality? And you might think, maybe the other one is arguing, you know, that it's just something for you philosophical speculators and religious folks and whatever, spiritual escapists, you know, who are not, who can't face the cruel realities. So you have to imagine, you know, heavens and gods, and you're all happy and light and love. But then the other person there saying that, but you are the one hiding from reality. You're sitting in that little hole in there, the hole in the wall. So, but then he's showing, and again, showing this cosmos, this world, the way it is. At least that's as he argues there. Where it goes from that kind of cloudy world where all the fighting and mess and financial chaos and all that's going on to the higher realms. Here we are actually existing beyond this physical. And I don't know exactly how to show it, but I mean, we can show it in the form of the lokas. The other world. But it's not another world somewhere else. It's another level of consciousness, another. Because again, the world you find yourself in depends on your consciousness. So we can just show it somehow or other that I am here, you know, standing outside of, and looking at what's going on in there and in there, your pub and in the, on the battlefield and in that cloudy place. You know, I'm standing here. What is here? Well, you know, we are not these bodies, we are not products of this world, we're just visitors, we're just looking into it, and we're always transcendental to it. So when you are here, that simply means that your consciousness is here, rather than just out there, thinking that this is all reality there is. So we can, you know, show something like that.